Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here.
Glorious and victorious Sunday it is, another day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, for we realize it is He. We know, listening audience, that it's in Him we live, move, and we have our, and truly we all move and operate by the power of His blessed presence. We might as well not move at all. You've heard on this glorious and victorious day. Reach out, help the hem of His garment, tuned in to manifest. As your hope, being felt known as your most lonely. Entitled Reflections of Her Name. I am so delighted to bring you my special friend and anointed songster, Miss Renee Kershaw, and bless people of God's beautiful presence.
Hello?
Anytime that you're putting a dent in the devil's program, the power of the anointing is present. It's going to try every venue to stop it. But see, we're too legit to quit. God has His hands upon us, and we are anointed to carry this gospel. Some of us teach, some of us preach, and some of us sing. As my friend, the wonderful, through the word, through the anointing of the vocals that God has so blessed her with. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, sister. How are you?
So blessed of the Lord, indeed, highly thanked. And so I'm going in going forward with the mission that God has set you on to bless His people through the power of music. And so blessed to have you, my friend, and to be able to reach the audience and just let them know the power, the inspiration behind this soundtrack, Reflections of Renee.
Yes.
So tell us all about the inspiration that really drove you. It was a while in the making. You said through trial and through error. Through this soundtrack.
It's been some years, and it's been at least 10, 15 years that I've been trying to produce this project. The inspiration behind it is that, you know, sometimes when you're in church and you're working in church, when you grow up in church, you're working in church, and you find yourself being very busy in church. But as you get older and life happens to you, you know, you get married, you have children, and sometimes your everyday life becomes very demanding, and you're not able to do the things that you used to do in the church.
Yes. Yes.
And it made me feel like I was, or that God had left me, and God never left me.
No.
You know, we leave God, but God never leaves us. And so that was the inspiration behind it. One of the songs on the one track is Missing You.
Yes.
And it's saying just simply, I'm missing you. Mm-hmm. I'm missing you, Father.
Yes.
And that's one of the pieces. And the reflection, the title came from just knowing that I am a reflection of God.
Yes.
And that God lives in me, God lives in all of us. And, you know, we just have to be careful of how we treat one another because,
yes,
you know, you're mistreating that power of God.
Yes. And, you know, something, Renee, it's really interesting that you would say that. And the scripture tells us we're living epistles being read of men daily. And then what does our report say? Does it say that we're blessed? Does it say that we're walking in the spirit of obedience? And through the reflections of the name, you are addressing that very same synopsis through your musical ministry.
Yeah.
And that's powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something? And we were teaching a couple of weeks ago about how the world has got churchy and the church has got worldly.
Ooh.
And so many people are missing the presence of God. You know, that
yes.
can really be a strong message in itself. You're going in a congregation, as you stated, and sometimes you leave feeling more empty than what you came from. Like. You feel more abstinent than you did.
It's true.
Of the
truth,
the anointing that's been taken out of the congregation. They're adjusting to become adjacent to the world. And then Apostle Paul even spoke the words that Christ told us. Love not the world or the things in it, for behold, the world passeth away.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is powerful. That song is a message. Just, girl, I could literally take flight and just teach that message from your song.
I know that's right.
Missing
I say
you.
Do it.
Yes. Yes, oh, definitely. Missing you. That's right.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
and that's the equation that's missing. We see the fashion shows. We see the you know, the sales, the front lawn sales. We see the tickets
mm-hmm.
Being sold for the youth day. But, Father, we're missing you because your presence, we need you to breathe on us.
Yes,
so
yes.
Let it rain so that we can grow, that we can break these bonds
mm-hmm.
and attempt to hold us captive. Father, we're missing you.
Yes. The lyric says, I'm missing you. You're out of my life.
Yes.
I
wow.
can't go on this way. Without you, Father.
Yes.
I'm missing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then it
and
invites God back into it. Is right. It invites God back into your life and says, will you come back into my life and make me whole, mold me, make me, you know, give me a new walk, a new dance, a new talk, a new song to sing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Amen.
And then that, yes, to God be the glory. And you're back mm-hmm. into the scripture again. Apostle Paul said that he that is in Christ is a new creature.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Things have passed away. You see how the music
uh-huh.
that you are presenting to the audience to bless them in the spirit of song, it reflects
mm-hmm.
the word. And
yes,
behold,
ma'am.
All things have passed away, and
that's
all
right.
things become new.
All things become new. That's right.
Yes.
That's because we begin to be new creatures in God. God forgives us. We're the only ones that don't forgive ourselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
true. That's so true. And we're talking about the beautiful, blessed soundtrack, Reflections of Renee. She's giving her just insights on some of the recordings that are on that soundtrack. Can you give us some more insight? We're really peeping in, and you're going to later on give us how we can purchase the soundtrack. Give us some more insight about the songs that you have on your blessed soundtrack.
Oh, definitely. There's a song called another song entitled Promised Land. Just again, speaking in the word. Everything was taken out of the word.
Yeah,
I didn't know how God was going to give it to me, but that's how God gave it to me. Promised Land. There are two traditional hymnals. One is Fill My Cup, where I feature my daughter Jamara
wow.
on the song, and then I'm featuring my cousin Joel Browning Harris on one of the pieces as well. As a matter of fact, she helped me co-write Reflections, and then she's being featured on Stand Up. Stand Up is another song.
Wow.
It just simply says stand up, you know, that God is calling for us to stand up.
Ooh.
And the other song is a Christmas song, Silent Night. Everybody
beautiful.
Knows Silent Night. But, you
yes.
know, no soundtrack or no project would be complete without a Christmas song.
That's
so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And those songs
and
are trans-seasonal because they can be sang throughout the year.
Yes.
And think about Christ the Savior being born. He needs to be
rebirthed no, right.
every time. That's right. When we get into a circumstance or a situation that we're facing, let the love of the Christ child be born. Christ
mm-hmm.
the Savior is born today. Yes, and our spirits are the very essence of Bethlehem itself.
Yes. And then there's amazing grace. You know, we always go back to amazing grace.
Yes.
And it just simply means that I am in awe of what God has done for us, what God continues to do for us.
Yes.
Even when we don't deserve.
That's
we're
right.
Not so deserving, God still blesses us.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's basically it. Oh, and then Overcome It. That's one of the last songs, Overcome It.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So Overcome It just means that you can overcome all of the trials and tribulations that you have been enduring if you just, you know, render it all over to God.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that something? And then Apostle Paul, he even said that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us, and I can do all things through Christ. That's you listening, audience. We're talking to you as well as edifying ourselves. That strengthens me. He strengthens you. He strengthens us. And as Renee said, knowing when you turn all things over to him, he will show you the greatness of his presence.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And see, God used his song, and I want to bring you back to the origin, the nucleus factor of your beginnings, Renee. But to the audience, let me tell you something. God can deliver you in any way that he chooses to. Sometimes he uses the rhema word, which is the quickening word, the living word that you get from manna from on high, where the anointing of God breaks the yoke and it breaks through the vortex of the human existence and touches the very ecclesia of your being. Then sometimes God uses the instructional mechanism. Sometimes we're merely teaching the word from the area of instruction to edify you and build you up on your most holy faith. And there's sometimes when God will touch you wherever you are, wherever fabric of your being is existed, and will break that yoke that held you captive. And sometimes God, through his divinity, through his divine favor, when Renee was talking about that amazing grace, the grace, the ability of cushioning when there is no support there in the midst. And sometimes God uses songs as a way of delivering people.
Mm-hmm.
So singing is a ministry.
Yes.
It is a ministry independent of itself, configurating it to the body of Christ. It takes all of these things, and it takes various vitamins, supplements, nutrients, and things of that nature to keep you well and healthy. It takes all of these elements to keep your spirit man on task, and definitely focus on that mission, propagating the word of God throughout all of civilization.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we certainly have our work cut out for us. And again, in the nucleus perspective of your origin, you've definitely, anytime you're going about to live godly in Christ Jesus and to complete the mission, that assignment, that's an assignment.
Yes, ma'am.
For the kingdom of heaven, you're going to face some fiery trials. You're going to face some naysayers, some gainsayers, people who are not going to talk against you when they're independent of themselves, but when they get together with the gang,
mm-hmm.
they kind of gang up on you. That's what they call gainsayers. That's the difference between naysayers. They straight up tell you, nah, but gainsayers, they become negative crowds, and they reflect that image, and they come against you. And then you sometimes find the enemies right in your own central location. Sometimes the attitudes of people. Name a couple of things that you had to face in the way of getting reflections of Renee on that track.
It's really funny that you should say that. Because I was just talking to my daughter on the other day and just letting her know about all the opposition that I'm facing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people told me, well, why are you doing this now? You know, why? You know, you're old, you're getting older. And I'm like, okay, but the word of God is older than I am. So
all right, come on here now.
You know. So you always find yourself trying to defend, but you know what, I don't even have to defend. God is defending me. God is my defense. So
yes, he is.
I'm just continuing. But you know what, it will make you feel like, man, you know, maybe I should. You'll begin to start second guessing yourself when you know that God blessed you with or birthed a project in you and you need to go ahead and deliver it.
That's right.
So, yeah, I faced a lot. was talking to you earlier and talked about how some people told me, you know, maybe you should just wait. Maybe you shouldn't do this. You know, as you know, we're both you and I are educators. And we reach our children, not only our children, our community.
Yes.
And this is just another way to reach the community.
Yes.
This is another way to reach it. And so, yeah, I even in the schools, you know, you already have a satisfying career. Why are you trying to do your music? And why are you trying to do this? Why are you trying to do that? And my answer to them is, God gave me this assignment first.
Yes.
God gave me this assignment first. And
that's
it just so happened that I became an educator in the midst of trying to complete this assignment. So this assignment came first.
That's right. That's right. See, you know, the Lord said, you know what, through his word, it said, when you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these things
together,
it's
a
blessing. That's right.
Yes.
You said, it's not a burden, it's a blessing because God's put this in me. And the thing is that people don't understand when they're being manipulated of the enemy. This is the way the enemy uses. He doesn't have a physical body, but he uses the tandem of psychosis, transkinetic, you know, translation of a way of getting into the thought process of those who are weak to try to teach you, to deter you. As he was stupid enough to try to come against our Messiah and said, now, if you be the Son of God, why don't you just jump off the cliff and God give his angels charge over you. He even said, get thee hence behind me, Satan. When it is written, I shall not tempt the Lord thy God, neither shall I put the Lord thy God to the test. And sometimes we have to take that same veracity as you did and become passionate in our spirit and say, you know what, back off, enemy, because no, I have no need of thy substance. Because I know what God has assigned me to do. You're not going to cause the wrath of God to come against me. Because what did the scripture tell us, Renee? Now, the wrath of God cometh against the children of disobedience. God told you, he summoned you as the songstress to speak to his people through music. Now, I'm going to just wait and delay. The next thing you know, your life will start falling apart. Your body will start falling apart. You know, your relationship, and this is the chastisement of the Lord. Then he tells whom he loveth, he chasteneth.
He chastens. That's right.
That's right. That's right. But you don't want God chastening you because, you know, you've got that gift. He put you in the right season. Your assignment is prepared, and you passed the test, and now it's time for you to present to the world the reflections of Renee, to reach those people, because everybody's not going to come in a congregation. See, people need to realize why music and what your soundtrack is so effective in doing, and I see it as doing this, Renee, reaching that underrepresented group who may be young people, maybe older people, who may not feel comfortable sitting in a traditional congregational setting, who may not
you
feel comfortable with the pastor. That's why it's that church hurt. They have been spiritually shipwrecked. And your soundtrack, they might say, I'll listen to her soundtrack.
Yes, ma'am.
And that soundtrack may cause that person to come back to the Lord.
And that's what I'm talking about. People have been, some people have been in church all their lives, and they've experienced a church hurt. And it's nothing like a church hurt.
Oh, say it.
You've been hurt.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you are so right. And so
the
songs, the genres on the songs are contemporary gospel, you have traditional gospel, and you have neo-soul gospel.
Yes.
There's also one piece, the Missing You piece, is a gospel house piece.
Wow.
You know, you've got to appeal to everyone.
Yes.
You've got to appeal to everyone.
That's right.
And that was my goal. That was my goal.
Beautiful, beautiful. And again, like you said, reaching everyone. I like how you said it because music is the universal language everybody can understand, even without a verbal translator there. The music, they may not understand the word, but something about the music will gravitate to a person who may not know one syllable of English. But I know that God can do some extraordinary things. Look what he did on the day of Pentecost. Each man spoke in a different tongue of those who were present in that room.
Yes.
That's right. That's
amazing.
That's just a marvel. Amazing.
Amazing.
That's right. simply amazing. And listening audience, if you don't believe in the power song, let me just take some scriptural edification here and give you more evidence that the power of song gets the presence of God moving. In the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, let's go to the 24th verse. Now here were two mighty men of God, one who was a shipwrecked individual, who was a terrorist in his time. We're talking about God translated this man to one of the most miraculous apostles in the ministry, Apostle Paul. He and Silas were on their route, on their mission, and lo and behold, here cometh the enemy, because they were speaking the words of knowledge and of truth. And here it is. It says, who having received such a great charge, thrust them in the prison. Talk about Paul and Silas. They their feet fast and stocks. That means that Apostle Paul and Silas must have preached the hell out of somebody. And the very hypocrites of that city, that's right, that very hypocrites got angry in the city of Thyatira. That's right, because they called out a woman in the 16th verse, in the 16th chapter, that was possessed of a spirit of divination. When you see all these mediums, divination means a medium, a person being channeled through demonic forces. That was one of the greatest deliverances that ever happened. See, she brought her masters much money because she was labeling her. They had proclivated to the fact this woman was a prophetess, and she was a divinator. Well, see, Apostle Paul, being full of the Holy Spirit, with his sons, called that spirit out of her. He did, that spirit departed, and that woman fell to her face, and she was delivered. Well, you know, the devil got real mad. Okay, so here we see that they were in prison in the 24th verse of the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And guess what? Namely, the intent of the 25th verse. The darkest hour between night and dawn, Paul and Silas prayed. This happened. They prayed and said, God, you stand in the midst. Sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. That means they were singing hymns, as Renee is singing, reflections of Renee, reflections of her life, reflections of her experience, reflections of her relationship with God, traditional, new, conventional. Guess what happened? 26th verse. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. They said that it was a shake, it was a rattle, and it was a roll. So that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Now listen, guys, not only were the prison doors open, the stocks that they were held captive in were broken. That anointing was so powerful, people were free. Keeper in the 27th verse says, of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and saying the prison doors open, he drew up, killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. That means he said, we have not left here, so don't kill yourself. But listen, he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in all thy house. And all they that he spake unto received the word of the Lord, and they were saved. So Renee's life may have been like a prison, but in the midst of her turmoil, she sang. She sang and she prayed. And as a result, as Paul and Silas were delivered to the God, those stocks, those bonds, those hindrances, those trials, and those tribulations had to release her. And her songs reached the very timbrels of heaven itself. Yeah. She was free to be a testimony, now giving her testimony through song to you, so that the very events can replicate in your life and in the lives of others. So this is what it is. It's an ever-changing momentum, an ever-evolving occurrence that you receive when you open up your heart and minds to the very essence of God's presence.
Yes. Beautiful teaching. Beautiful teaching.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And it's what's needed, it's what's necessary.
Yes.
You know, you said something earlier. You said sometimes people won't get it in the traditional sense. We've got to teach it to people different ways because
yes.
I don't serve the type of God that is put in a box. You know,
yes.
My God is extraordinary. You know, God has given us these gifts to use for his people.
Yes.
For kingdom building. Kingdom
yes.
building.
Yes.
And, you know, for such a time like this, because time is of the essence. Look at the weather. Look
yes.
at everything that's going on around us. We're definitely
yes.
living in perilous times, so we should be definitely teaching. You know, I challenge all of my sisters and brothers that are listening to dig deep into their words.
Yes.
You know, enhance it by the ministry of song and
yes.
whatever it is you need to do to feed your spirit.
That's right.
Whatever it is you need to do to align yourself spiritually with God. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. You know, a lot of people think that they automatically just have to go to a building. The church is a
no.
building. Your church is in you.
Yes.
Your body is a temple. Your body
yes.
is the church. You know, so you should be feeding yourself the word of God before you even walk into a building.
That's right.
You know, so those are some of the things that I do to prep myself before I go inside of a church building. You got to prep yourself in your temple by
yes.
reading, by singing, by speaking the word of God.
Yes. That is so true. And as Renee, as you said, I like that because we are the temple of God. We are the church.
Mm-hmm.
We are that church. And, you know, we are a building connected to a larger body, but we're responsible, as you said, for ourselves. We are that temple. And,
yeah.
and being part of that temple, we don't look to sometimes that building to edify us because, as you said, the word of God is definitely affirming itself. He said in the last days, they will be lovers of themselves. You know,
yeah.
get over too much wine, boasters, proud, disobedient
yeah.
to, you know, to their parents. And men,
yeah.
you know, would rise up against, you know, others within their country. But it would deceive others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see all these things replicated. And what's so sad, the scripture says, the judgment must first begin in those who profess to know the Lord and the house
That's
of
true.
God. Yes.
So, sister, do you want me to give the location of where they can get the
Oh,
season?
Yes, you've got to give us the location of your concert.
Yes.
And you got to give us where we can get your soundtrack, you know,
yes.
for those who can't not attend. And so, listening audience, get out that pen, get out that paper.
Yes.
And she's going to present this most vital information.
Yeah, you can just go to CD Baby or iTunes, I'm sorry, and just put in Renee Conley and Reflections of Renee should come up.
Great. Great. Repeat that for us.
But it won't be CD Baby and iTunes, but it will not be released until May 17, 2015.
Great. So, guys, you heard it. It won't be released until May 17th, the actual soundtrack, but you can definitely... Again, I'm going to have it repeated. You don't have an excuse. Okay, one more time, Renee, then you're going to give us the location of your vocal presentation, your concert, so that those
yes,
who are
definitely.
Within the area can definitely.
So the CD release concert is at Prayer Temple of Love Cathedral at 12375 Woodward Avenue at Highland Street. It is in Highland Park, and that's 48203. And, again, I'm Renee Conley. The title is Reflections of Renee, and it will be at, you'll be able to get it at CD Baby and iTunes.
Great, great, great. Now, Renee, for our listening audience who may want to contact you perhaps about coming and maybe doing a vocal presentation at
yes.
their congregation or at their special event. Now, she does do other events as well. What's the best email address to contact you on?
They can contact me at ConleyRenee1966 at yahoo.com. That's CONLEYRENEE 1966 at yahoo.com.
Great, great, great. And to those of you who are in the area, who are in the Detroit area or the state of Michigan, if you want to go to the concert live, all the way live, and see this beautiful presentation from this blessed, beautiful, and anointed woman of God, my friend,
again,
she's going to give you that address. And there's a treat for those of you who definitely come and get that VIP seating. Let's talk about that, Renee.
Yeah, so the VIP seating is $25. And, included in the price, of you will receive a CD. And for general admission, that's $15. You will still receive a CD, but you will not receive a goodie bag. So I'm not going to tell you what's in the goodie bag. You know that what Sister Maharani and I are talking about this morning, just being fed the Word of God, you will find something pleasing to your eyes that is the Word. So you'll find it in the goodie bag.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, listen.
So I want to make sure everybody understands and knows that I'm only doing 100 VIP seating, 100 VIP tickets. And right now I believe we're at like 75.
Wow.
So the VIP tickets are leaving pretty fast.
Great, great. So, guys, you heard her. There's only 25 VIP seats left. If you want your name on one of them, I'm going to do it for the record. I know sometimes we have to do with our students cognitive flexing by way of repeating. Repeating sometimes is the very most effective way of embedding things within you, especially when you have a busy life. Sometimes you think you've got it right the first time, you did it the second and the third time. The last time, for the record, she's going to give you the concert date and the location again and the other contact information. I'm going to reserve this space for her right now.
Yes. The concert date and release date is May 17, 2015. The concert time is at 4 p.m. at Prayer Temple of Love Cathedral, and that's at 12375 Woodward Avenue in Highland Park, Michigan.
Great, great. Now, Renee, to those who may not live within the state of Michigan, somewhere in the continental U.S.A., even somewhere around the world, because we're heard on six continents, over 20,000 listeners each week.
Amen.
Now, yes, it's now blessed because your word is really getting out there. How can they purchase your soundtrack after that date of release?
They can purchase it at CD Baby or iTunes. And again, the title is called Reflections of Renee. My name is Renee Conley. You may go to CONLEYRENEE 1966 at yahoo.com. And you can talk to me there. You can request a CD, and I'll have a later site for you guys to go on, and you can give me comments on the teaching, the song teaching.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll be wonderful. So, therefore, you cannot lose with the stuff that she uses, okay? You've got to be able, if you can't be in person, purchase it. Use it for your own teaching ministry. You actually, and that song about missing you, Lord, is a message within itself. You can have your Bible discussion. That's why your ladies chat group meetings. Maybe you just want to get together within your women's circle and talk about the things that are missing from your life because you've lost touch with God and touch with those around you. Amazing grace. What are some factors of grace? You can use this as your Bible teaching tool. Everything can figurate. That's right. The power of music can literally be translated any area of your life. Maybe a staff meeting. You may want to talk about, you know, what are the things that need to be done as a way of tightening the scope of good relations at work. You can use it in any capacity, and God will be glorified, and my beautiful, beloved sister will be blessed, and you will be blessed. That's right. That's right. I love when God gives us that Shekinah glory. There's something about that Shekinah glory, Sister Renee, audience, that it just shines down so bright. You know, the first rain was excellent because it caused the ground to get cultivated where it could produce. But there's something about that Shekinah glory. It falls after that latter rain, and things just spring up. When there was death, there becomes life. Those dead bones begin to shake, rattle, and roll, and the substance of life begins to take tandem with them.
Yes. That's true.
Areas that were dead and late work producing begin to produce. People that wouldn't speak to you suddenly begin to speak and have a cheerful word to say. Amen. And then you know what? That family member that stirred up this suddenly wants to talk about peace. It's really something. It's really something. Maybe that boss or that supervisor at your work location that wouldn't hardly pay you a time, a minute, a second on a microcosmic level of a day suddenly comes in and speaks to you and says, I really appreciate having you here. You know, that's the power of Shekinah glory.
Yes.
Things translate. Miracles happen. People,
don't
give up. Don't give up. This is a time, a hotbed. A hotbed of God's greatness. He wants to do divine favors. I see divine favor coming upon those who are stepping out. Get out of your flesh, as Renee talked about. Get out of you and get into Him.
Yes.
Forsake the negativity of them and experience Him. And this is that time. We're blessed, so blessed. And this soundtrack is going to be a blessing to you, and a blessing will multiply. And we're going to stop and say a word of prayer right now before we prepare to leave the air. But the manifestations of God's presence and the blessings of Abraham fall upon you and those around you. Father God, we thank you for this meeting of the minds to focus on the heart of your presence, O God. And you said, Lord, that if your people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then would you hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Well, God, there was ever a time, oh, Father God, that we need healing. That time is now. For, Lord, this is the time, the element that are plaguing men's souls, violence throughout the land, hatred and malice, nations rising up against nations, oh, God, and thy people have faltered away. But, Lord, to those that you have strengthened and those that you have called and summoned unto this ministry of greatness, and this ministry of reconciliation, reconciliation, God, I'm asking that you touch us, heal us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, that we be that living witness, that epistle being read of men daily, that I report to say that in God we trust. And others, we have no confidence. And Father God, we thank you for divine favor, for breaking down those barriers, those pretensions of separation. Thank you for breaking the hand of the enemy and causing him came one way to flee seven ways. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you for divine healing. We thank you for divine prosperity. We thank you for divine salvation and intervention that only thou canst but do. And Father God, I'm asking that you touch each and every listener, each and every household that have received the greatness of your word and the fulfillment of your promise. That, Father God, thy name be glorified, and that thy people be edified, and that the kingdom of heaven be expounded upon the earth. And bless our wonderful sister Renee, Lord, that you bless her ministry of music, and let her continue to reach those who are held in the cracks and crevices of society, the society has forgotten and turned away from, that they be touched through the very lyrics of every soundtrack on her label, Lord. And Father God, I'm asking that you touch every listening audience member, even those who did not have chance to listen. But Lord, you told us that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, Lord. And we are fulfilling that purpose in this time, in this season, for this day and for this reason. And Father God, I thank you. I lift my hands to thee. No other help that I We know that your name is a strong tower, the righteous, but the good, and they are saved.
Thank you,
Lord, we seek these blessings. We glorify you. We praise you. We give raise to the praise.
Hallelujah.
We edify you, oh, Lord, because thou art worthy of every level of honor, glory, and praise. And thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Lord, we thank you for just being God and beside you, none other. And thank you for our Messiah. Away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God that cleansed the world and brought us back to the fold of the Father. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Powerful.
Amen. Yes, thank you, sister. Thank you so much, sister. And bless us with one line of that song, Amazing Grace, before we depart from the airwaves, Sister Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
All right.
I want was lost,
all right,
but now I'm found.
Oh yes.
Was blind.
Oh yes.
But now I see.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Sister Renee. To God be the glory. Beautiful, guys. You got to get the soundtrack. If you come to the concert, you'll be blessed in person.
To God be the glory.
You got to get the soundtrack. Reflections of Renee. Singing about that amazing grace. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch like us, all of us, sinners saved by the amazing grace. And how transformed. He that's in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away. Forget it. So pulled in the sea of forgiveness and forgetfulness. And all things become new. Glorious excelsior. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for that beautiful inspiration, Renee. And thank you, Father God, for shining your presence upon us. You can pull up the archives. That's right. Listen to Manna from on high again. That's right. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to tune back in. Get tuned on to the frequency of JESUS. You know, guys, that he's the best. Oh, yes. And from the very essence of the kingdom of heaven, we wish you, and we're going to say, we claim for you, we decree for you a glorious and victorious week of perpetual good things and miracles evolving in your circle. And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Harvest my priest, able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. You've got your host with the most from coast to coast, the Esquire, Abby Stokes, known as the Lotus City, my Ronnie State, and all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And thank my beloved sister, Renee Conley, my special friend, anointed with the vocals, the gift of God, singing and reaching to you. Would you like to tell our audience farewell, my sister?
Until later, sisters and brothers in Christ.
Amen. That's right. And enjoy your week and let the miracles flow. Oh,
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.